With the Farm and Ranch Report, I'm Rick Worthington. Beef producers are certainly having some issues as restaurants remain closed, but they are far from the only businesses in agriculture that have had problems. Pork producers, who have been hurting even longer than beef producers, are hopeful that China will start buying up product now that they're mostly through the pandemic. Laura Riley is a food business expert and explains.
You know, definitely in the case of pork, I think pork producers are really hoping that things open up with China, for instance, because China's had this terrible African swine fever outbreak that's, you know, decimated their swine herd. So I think American pork producers are really hoping that some of those trade relationships open wide up. What we're going to see in the next couple months, unfortunately, is a lot of, you know, a lot of poor people, a lot of people who are out of work and in need of assistance. And I think there will be a kind of an interesting PR dance to be done if we're sending a lot of our product out of the country while there are still people, you know, domestically that are in deep need. But I think that what a lot of the producers I've talked to have said is that the federal government needs to buy some of this excess in the system. And how that works and what that looks like is a little bit yet to be worked out.
The cascading troubles with coronavirus are compounding problems for producers as they were already dealing with falling prices. Thanks for listening to the Farm and Ranch Report. I'm Rick Worthington. For more information, find us online at aginfo.net or like us on Facebook.